connecting to the 911 operator.
911, where's your emergency? Okay, is this a business or a apartment?
It's a residence. My name is, I'm a nurse practitioner. I'm calling on behalf of a patient. He's a 4-year-old male. He's having chest pain and shortness of breath. He's been seen for similar symptoms recently in the hospital and had some extremely high blood pressure and high blood sugars. This is the second time he's called in today with the symptoms, and they seem to be, they're intermittent, but they're worsening. So I requested an ALS unit just in case there was a cardiac event and would like him to be transported to a cardiac center.
Sure. And he's where he's located, correct?
Yes. He's alone, but the door is open.
Okay, and your callback number is...
That's correct.
Okay, let me connect over to EMS if you just stay on the line with me one moment.
Sure, no problem.
Emergency Medical Service, this is an emergency.
Okay.
What's the address?
Yes.
You said correct?
Yes.
Callback.
And I have the caller on the line.
All right, hello, caller.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. Can you confirm your address for me, please?
This is for a patient. It's... Yep. And the patient's name is...
Alrighty. What's the phone number in case we get disconnected?
You have the correct callback number for me. It's... And my name is... I'm the nurse practitioner.
Thank you. And tell me exactly what happened.
So this is the second time that we've spoken to today over telemedicine. He's been having intermittent chest pain that seems to be worsening each time, with some shortness of breath, pain down the left arm, has a history of being recently hospitalized with high blood pressure and high blood sugar. So I requested an ALS unit just in case it's a cardiac event, and asked to be, we'll try to send him to a cardiac center just in case.
Alrighty. And he's home, correct? And you're in the office?
Correct. And he's home alone. It's a residence. He's on the...
Okay.
He's stable. He is a 4-year-old male.
Alrighty. Do you know if he's awake and breathing?
Yep, he's awake and breathing. No COVID-like symptoms. No recent COVID.
I am going to have to go through all the questions.
Sure, go ahead.
For the ambulance crew, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Has he ever had a heart attack or angina before?
Not that I'm aware of.
Is he completely alert? Does he respond to you completely appropriately?
Yes.
Is he changing color? Was he pale, flush, rosy, anything like that?
That was this morning that he was on the video. As of right now, I don't have a physical on him. But this morning, no.
Okay. Is he having chills or sweat?
No.
Is he any vomiting?
No.
Does he have a new cough that recently started?
No.
Does he have a sore throat?
No.
All right. Do you know if he had a fever? If you don't know, just say you don't know.
Nope. He does not.
Okay. Running or stuffy nose?
Just checking. No.
Does he have diarrhea?
No.
Any fatigue or weakness?
Fatigue.
All right. Do you know if he has any blood disorder, diabetes? You said high sugar, right?
Yep, he has diabetes and hypertension.
I'm sending the paramedics to help him now. Just stay on to exactly what to do next.
Okay. My staff is online with him on the phone. So.
Awesome. Just reassure him that help is on the way. Just let him know we do have an ambulance coming out to him. And if you get more information or if anything gets worse in any way, just call back immediately for further instructions.
Do you want me to take down a direct line instead of calling back 911?
You can call 911 because he's going to be responding to their own BLS.
Okay.
So you would have direct contact with their crew. It would be better off that way.
No problem. Okay. I'll call back if I have any more information. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye.